move.
And now a star is born. On March 18th, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Adam Levine. The future superstar's mother foreshadowed his life when she said, "He will be loved until he stars in the worst Super Bowl halftime ever." Adam Levine, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden moves closer to the Democratic Party presidential nomination with wins in three more states, Arizona, Florida, Illinois. He says to Bernie Sanders supporters,
"Our goal as a campaign and my goal as a candidate for president is to unify this party and then to unify the nation."
Ohio's primary postponed because of the coronavirus outbreak. It has the Trump administration looking to get money to affected business owners and working Americans.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announcing a $1.2 trillion stimulus plan, including $300 billion for small business loans, allowing people who owe taxes 90 more days to pay, and providing $250 billion in cash payments. Those payments in the form of checks of at least $1,000 with a likely income test to determine who needs the most.
Fox's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
We have to get this problem fixed, and then we'll get back into business really quick. We'll open up our country, we'll open up our society, the world will hopefully open up.
The president also doubled down on his 15-day corona guideline. Avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. Avoid non-essential trips outside the house like shopping.
Way back when, in 2020.
Avoid bars, restaurants, and food courts. Instead, use drive-through pickup.
You were told not to go outside.
We're asking the younger generation to stop going out in public places.
West Coast to Boston, such a creepy feeling.
And spreading virus in grocery stores and grocery carts.
Store shelves are empty. Oh, how freaked am I? Just calm down. Wash your hands a little slower now.
I was up all night making that.
B-S. B-S.
It was my idea. I'll stop it. No, that was pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, COVID-19 instead of 819. Yeah.
It is 7:04 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Random Facts is coming up with Jay. And, gosh, I got to get the new specials at Food Outlet. I'm going to head over there after the show today. I miss my friends over there, Danny and the crew. Right now, let's get the forecast. Foggy at the moment.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
From what we can see by reports, that the fog can be thick depending on where you are. For instance, here at the station at Midtown on near I-85, there's quite a bit of fog. There is at Danley Field. Maxwell is fine. Prattville is fine. Many of the airports in the area are fine. Selma looks like a little foggy there, too, so it just depends. Very warm today. Last day of winter, high around 85. Record is 87. Not out of the question. Tonight's low 63. We'll have a sun and cloud mix today. Rain chances about 10% today and tomorrow, so rain should not be an issue. Tomorrow's high on the first day of spring, 86. The record is 88. Breezy tomorrow, but partly sunny. And then the risk of showers returning by Friday afternoon, and certainly becoming more likely Friday evening, Friday night. Bring it on. That'll help the pollen situation, we hope. Otherwise, cooler Saturday, high of 72. That's a big change. And then only in the 60s Sunday with maybe some more rain by Sunday afternoon. Pollen count still in the very high range again today and tomorrow. Right now, foggy in some spots, but not everywhere. It's 64 at 7:07.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news.
Weird
news.
News of the weird.
Among other things, now here we know that people are hoarding toilet paper, and Mr. Brittlebuttle told me that Costco has said enough. When it's in, you get one.
Yep.
And they had signs up. Mm-hmm. Limit one.
Yeah.
You can get it, but just take one. And people ignored it, brought it to the register, and they said, no, one.
Isn't it funny what some things are being, not hoarded, but are in short supply? One of them is milk. And then Publix put up a sign, you're only allowed to buy, I think, one or two. I wonder why milk? Milk and bread.
I have no idea.
I was able to get Lactaid.
Yeah?
I did. I drink almond milk, so that was easy to pick up as well.
Yeah, there was plenty of almond milk, but people were going for that. What are the disinfecting wipes, hard to find?
Eggs were gone.
Eggs, yeah.
Guess what they're hoarding in Canada? Maple syrup, eh?
I was about to say either maple syrup or bacon.
I had no idea that our sap supply was so diminished. We have Trina on the phone. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey.
How can we...
I had a question about the prize thing, but okay. I guess to cheer everybody up, I do also have a joke.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, what did the beaver say when he saw the running water?
What did the beaver say when he saw the running water?
I don't know what.
Damn it.
Badoons. That was good.
Yes. So, I didn't know that. Do you have kids?
I have two daughters, 23 and 21.
All right, so we just heard the invention of mom jokes.
Yeah.
Dads always get the credit.
Yeah.
But you came up with a mom joke. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to give you one back, okay, from the dad joke file.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, don't worry. Check this one out.
And now... Dad Joke Theater.
I bet you do something interesting for work.
Yes, well, I drill holes in sheets of metal, and then I use metal pins to connect those sheets of metal.
Riveting!
Join us again for...
There you go, your Dad Joke Theater. Next time you come up with one, give us a call, okay? We'll trade.
I will. I have a question, though. If I won a prize on the 6th of March and haven't been able to come get it, can you mail it to me?
I think we have to make an accommodation there.
I think so. I need to get your information.
Hang on the line.
So just hang on the line.
Hang on the line for just a second.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll... and I'll pay the postage on that, Jay.
You're a good man, Greg.
That's why my nickname is 50 Cent. Corn is growing tall in the studio. We're doing the best we can under the circumcisions. I think we're going to be okay. At 7:10, we have your local news, and then we'll get started with random facts.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama's first confirmed coronavirus patient is out of the hospital and doing well. Baptist Health in Montgomery confirmed the news Tuesday night. We first learned of this case Friday morning. The Alabama Department of Public Health is working to open testing sites around the state. Right now, testing sites are open in Montgomery, Elmore, and Marengo counties. Montgomery County's testing site at Baptist Health received 680 calls in its first day open. And some Montgomery City employees in crowded offices and departments will begin working remotely to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Smaller departments that can operate safely in the office will continue to do so. All essential services, including public safety and sanitation, will be on a regular schedule. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Earlier, we had a call that mentioned they had spotted an alligator sitting in the gravel near the railroad tracks off Macklemore, which is pretty close to the city. And listener Chuck says they're all over out there and some behind my house in the pond.
Wow.
So, and I think one of the reasons has to do with the abundance of rain that we've had so far this season. Any major breaking news on the corona situation, we will get it to you ASAP. We're going to continue with things as they normally do, though, to the best extent that we can, including prize giveaways, and you can receive it through the mail. Pay attention, random facts, and yes, there is a convoluted intro. He said.
Okay.
Yes.
Coming up.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 18th, National Awkward Moments Day. So be sure to ask a chubby woman when her baby is due. Or trip on the sidewalk, turn around and realize nothing is there. Or talk smack about your cheap, grumpy boss until you realize, he's standing right behind me, isn't he? Awkward.
And now,
random facts.
Like an audio daily double?
I think so.
I like that. That was pretty good.
Yeah. These random facts here dedicated to Katrina, who called in. And I was cleaning off my keyboard here. Now I've opened up like several different things.
I've done that before.
I was doing the...
You have to do a shutdown first.
You really should. Yeah. You really should before you make all this stuff happen. Anyway, Katrina, who I got the address for to mail out her prize, she asked, you got any good random facts to go in my group chat? Apparently she's got some group chat that she does and she sends out the random facts.
Nice.
So here you go, Katrina. Did you know? Normally, we associate things that want to kill us with Australia. But there's also Florida. Oh. There are trees in Florida that are so deadly that even standing under it in the rain is enough to cause blistering. If your skin gets wet by raindrops containing the sap from these trees.
Lived there 25 years and didn't know I was in such danger. What tree is it?
Additionally, if one of these deadly trees is burned, the resulting smoke can cause blindness.
Okay.
If it reaches a person's eyes.
God, I hope it's not a palm tree. What is
it? It is the manchineal?
Manchineal?
Yeah.
Manchineal.
It's a member of the Spurge family.
Oh.
It's found in the Florida Everglades and the Caribbean coast.
Wow. Palm tree.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
That was funny.
Oh, it was.
Did you know some animals have the ability to breathe through their rear end?
I think there are humans I know that can do that. It's the only explanation for some of them.
And smoke that way, too, right?
No, just a minute.
Okay, go ahead. So,
some animals.
Oh, you're not going to tell us which animals?
They're probably, let's see. It serves as an opening for the digestive, reproductive, and vertebrate animals. I don't know. It tells about the process of how it works.
Oh, it doesn't.
Doesn't give us any
specific animals?
Examples.
That's too bad. I was wondering about that alligator.
Let's see.
Alligator
let's see.
On Macklemore there.
Two or three separate. I don't know. I'd have to look through more of this. This is basically just the process and how it works rather than the animals that have it. Did you know? Those weird noises that your stomach makes are called borborygmi.
Borborygmi?
Borborygmi. I-G-M-I. Gimme. Baborgimi. It is an ancient Greek onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia, that's a word that sounds like what it means.
Exactly. It was named because that's what the noise sounds like, or at least did to the Greeks. So that's why I got that.
I wish.
Baborgimi.
You know that Dolly Parton
Baborgimi
catastrophe I avoided?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have believed. And they were so loud that everybody could hear them. It sounded like a video game going on in my belly. It was rather uncomfortable. Laser sounds.
Ask you before I get any further, do I need to leave a certain number of random facts?
No.
Okay,
good. No, you can handle this any way you want.
Did you know the saying, the bottom line... It's referring to the bottom line in a math problem. Or just the answer with no details. So if somebody says, give me the bottom line, they don't want all the stuff that goes into it. They just want what's the answer? What's the thing at the end?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So that is, but that's where the term came from, is the bottom line in a math problem.
I see.
Whenever you used to do that, I have no idea if new math has changed the way things are written.
God, 10 is your friend.
But the way it was used to be written was 10 plus 5 with a line under it, and then you would do that. Mm-hmm. So that was your bottom line.
All right.
Did you know about A and B batteries?
A and B batteries.
They're no longer in common use here in the States. Size A used to be the smallest size available until the need for AA and AAA that are used in electronics. A batteries were used in early laptops. And B batteries are still used in Europe for certain flashlights and lanterns.
There's not so much a need anymore for D batteries. Remember the big old fat ones?
Yeah.
Are the C's the big ones?
C's are a pain.
Today's C's or yesterday's D?
Because usually when you need C's, you need like six of those boys.
C, D.
And then there's the weird 9-volt, which you stick your tongue to and...
I know.
Feels weird.
We've all done that.
What happened? I never...
You ever stuck your tongue to the top of a 9-volt?
No.
That's interesting. Shock?
It used to be how you would tell, like, if you ever found a 9-volt battery, you're like, I wonder if it still works.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's got some juice left.
Right?
I never heard of that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he's from Illinois.
Never seen Spinal Tap, never put his tongue on a 9-volt.
I'll tell you what.
Put my tongue in a lot of a...
Well, it's...
unusual. Things, but never a 9-volt battery.
What's next, Jay?
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Katrina, I hope you're enjoying these random facts. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about, well, toilet paper, actually. A little TP. We'll talk about owls. Chimney swifts. A lot of animals in this random fact. A Royal Marine named Andy Grant, who had something ironic, but he has taken it in stride, happened to him. Ironic and kind of morbid. Another animal. I don't really want to give it away because I do want to ask you guys what you think. And then the Black Sea hare, which is not a rabbit.
Ah.
But I'll tell you what it actually is. It's all animals. Apparently, we're going to deal with animals, with the exception of that Royal Marine named Andy Grant. That's all coming up on your random facts. Oh, and toilet paper, too.
Okay, at 7:20, and we'll hit the traffic dungeon here in just a moment. One thing that is not going to shut down in the days ahead is the growth of your lawn. And if your mower needs a service or you need a new mower, Lewis Lawn is open with an incredible product line that's expanded this year with their additional showroom space to include the tractor-style mowers, in addition to the extensive collection of zero turns from Exmark and Toro, and the brand new product line. And this is one I'm extremely intrigued with. It's the Ego Mowers, Trimmers, Edgers. Battery operated, you just plug it in, it recharges, and when you're ready to use it, you hit the on button and it starts right up. These are great products. I know they've been selling them by the bunches, because I was going to go in and look at one last week, and Chad said, yeah, wait till you get back from Florida, because they just sold the last two today. Really an incredible product. And again, if you got extra time in your hands, you're around the house, and especially if you're feeling, this is a great way to work off, burn off some of that excess energy, is to, you know, put a little time in. I'm making the lawn, Shrubs, bushes, gardens look a little prettier. Lewis Lawn is your best friend in that regard, and everything you buy there can be brought back there for service. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Chad Sasser and TJ is a great group of folks there at Lewis Lawn. Their number is 244-9191, and they're open right now. Open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are hearing from some motorists that we have low clouds and or patchy fog. Nothing official from the Weather Service right now, but it is happening around the area, so please buckle up, slow down, low beams on, and drive carefully if you hit some of that stuff. Moderate traffic around the boulevard right now with some congestion with Wetumpka Highway to Wears Ferry Road and on the East-South Boulevard from Highway 331 up past Baptist. Please use caution there. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic right now with some heavy pockets from time to time, but no accidents anywhere to report to you at this time. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they will bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On March 18th, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Adam Levine. The future superstar's mother foreshadowed his life when she said he will be loved until he stars in the worst Super Bowl halftime ever. Adam Levine, a star is born.
And now,
leaving time for the final six.
Random facts.
Levine time. Oh, Levine.
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
That was my fault. I should have put a little more emphasis on the first syllable.
Did you know that before toilet paper, things were bad?
Yeah, how bad?
Pretty bad. Ancient Romans, that's how far back we're going from before toilet paper. Mm-hmm. They used a sponge on the end of a long stick. The sponge and stick were shared...
Sticks!
were shared by everyone in the community.
The one of the life expectancy was about 12 weeks in those days.
Gosh, no. Oh, man.
When it was not in use,
yeah,
the stick and sponge stayed in a bucket of heavily salted seawater.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
In the communal bathroom.
Of course.
I wonder if they went through shortages back in those days.
You got any more stick sponges?
Yeah. People have been hoarding them.
Did you know that owls do not have eyeballs? Yes, of course, owls have eyes, but the eye is not an eyeball in the traditional sense. They don't have movement over it like we do.
Oh.
They're cone. They're these tubes, basically. Ooh. Owls.
Ooh.
And so this is why you see an owl turn its head to look, because it cannot turn its eyeballs. Mm. Well, it doesn't have eyeballs.
Oh.
It can't turn its eyes like most other, you know, animals can.
Ooh.
So it has to turn its head.
It's amazing, Mr. Owl. It's amazing, though, how much rotation they have. I mean, they can do a 180, right?
They can do 270 degrees.
I only missed by 90 degrees, so don't criticize me.
Apparently, if you look in their ears, you can see the tubes of their eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever looked in a?
No, but I've seen pictures.
An owl's ear?
I have never looked in an owl's ear, no.
I had a burrowing owl nest on my my lawn in Florida, and they are protected. You cannot, you know, disturb them or anything else. And the owl, I guess he was the daddy. Sometimes I would look up from my desk, because I had it right by the front window so I could look out, and he'd be sitting there in the corner just staring at me. It was kind of freaky, actually. Back to you, Jay.
Did you know the chimney swifts, which are birds, they're among the most aerial and high-flying of all birds. They eat, drink, mate, and even sleep on the wing. Chimney swifts.
Okay.
Is what they're called.
All right.
Their diet is mostly aerial plankton, which did you know aerial plankton exists? Now you do. Their diet is mostly aerial plankton consisting of minute insects and newborn spiders.
Hmm.
Pilots have reported seeing them at 7,300 feet high. And then a pilot went on to comment in this saying that I go higher than that and I've seen them at 14,000 feet. I've seen them. He said they love thermals. They love to use thermals for lifts.
Yeah.
For lift.
I got you.
He says, I've seen them at the base of cumulus clouds, which often form at very high altitudes. So, there you go. Did you know a man named Andy Grant? Mm-hmm. He was a Royal Marine who had a tattoo that said, you'll never walk alone. While serving in Afghanistan, he was standing on a mine that blew up, and they had to amputate his leg. The tattoo now says, you'll never walk.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
He had many offers from tattoo places that said, hey, we can fix that for you, but he's decided to keep it. He likes
Novelty?
Yeah, tattoo fixers have approached me and asked if I would like to fix You'll Never Walk tattoo. I thought the story was funny and didn't actually want it changed. So instead, I opted for an Invictus-themed tattoo that read, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul.
Hmm.
Did you know what animal has changed the geographic landscape of North America more than any other?
What animal?
The geographic landscape.
What animal has changed the geographic landscape of North America more than any other animal?
Just a wild guess, buffalo?
No, you're close in the spelling, sort of.
What? Buffalo?
Buffalo.
It's a bee animal.
Beaver.
The beaver.
Oh, interesting. Because of their construction.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I like that.
I'm waiting.
I know what you're waiting for. I thought I had it pasted in a key.
But there it is. It's only like the second comment down. Nice beaver. Thanks. Except they have it right here.
That didn't take long, did it? I think every once in a while I have to deliver what's not expected.
I see.
Okay. And finally, let's talk about the Black Sea hare.
All right.
The Black Sea hare is not a rabbit. However, reaching a length of up to 3 feet long and a weight of 30 pounds, it is the world's largest slug.
Oh, like a snail kind of thing.
You want to see it?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Not a good-looking animal.
No. Yeah.
Honey, what is it? Where's the exit for the world's largest slug? World's largest slug.
Right next to the second largest ball of twine in Kansas.
Those are your random facts.
All right, coming up, there will be a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question, and we will mail that gift to you, so we hope you pay close attention. That'll be coming up in just a moment. Adams Drugs is where you'll find, boy, and especially going through the situation we're in now where I've heard people talking about the chaos at big box store pharmacies. They're impatient. They're overwhelmed. If you want to go to a place that will make you feel welcome and appreciated no matter what the circumstance, I was at my location yesterday getting a refill. Adams Drugs, believe me, they're well aware of what's going on with the chaos and these through mergers and healthcare law changes. They are doing everything they can to win your heart and your business with very personal, quick turnarounds, the kind of customer service you should expect. But the others don't have time to give you that now. So I just convinced somebody over the weekend. I was talking to them from Florida. I said, look, you've been complaining about this for a bit. You need to try Adams Drugs. Same one I go to. I gave her Lamar White's name. And I said, call them. Tell them what you've been dealing with these other people so they'll know and they'll help make sure you don't have that issue with them. And it specifically involved a type of drug that kind of needs to be ordered specifically. No problem. I talked to my friend yesterday. Problem solved. Adams Drugs has the time and the staff to take great care of you. So it's an awesome move on behalf of you and your family's health care. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. They all have beautiful gift shops. And, yeah, see this empty M&M wrapper?
Uh-huh.
I needed some of these pills yesterday, so I picked up one. Just a little chocolate here and there to enjoy. Chocolate is a good mood changer.
It's good medication. Yeah.
When things are stressed. So I picked that up with my prescription at Adams Drugs. That's the one on Taylor Road, on Vaughn Road, east of Taylor. Sometimes I get that part of it mixed up. But Lamar and that group out there are just fantastic. One right across from Baptist East as well. And 10 others that will give you awesome customer service. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one or you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Much earlier in Random Facts, and in fact, we talked about actually, I didn't say it was, but when I looked it up, it is. Guinness World Records said it is the most dangerous tree. Where is it located? Here in the United States.
Oh. You were going to ask what's the name of it, too, right?
No. I wasn't going to ask the name of it.
The name is really...
Because I don't even remember the name of it.
The name is really difficult, so...
But where is it located? Yeah, I wanted to make sure that they didn't say, you know...
Where would you find it?
Yeah,
exactly. Which one of the 57 states...
Right.
...has this deadly tree? 272-9228. 272-9228. We are standing by for your winning moment right now at Newstalk 93.1.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We still have mostly moderate traffic all the way around the boulevard. Some spotty congestion at Norman Bridge Road in front of Baptist Hospital. Northeast Boulevard near the Wetumpka Highway. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Please use caution wherever you are and slow down, buckle up. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck?
can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to perform by the lawyer.
Let's see if full board calls for today's pop quiz question, but Connie, you were first.
Yay! Hey. It is in the Florida Everglades.
As a matter of fact, that's exactly where it is.
Yes.
Yeah, I grew up in Florida and never heard about it.
Yeah.
Part of my growing up took place down there, and I never heard of it either.
I've been in the Panhandle, though.
So. I know people do get killed if they happen to be standing under a palm when one of those palms drops, because those suckers are heavy, as you know. And if it got you in the temple or a vulnerable spot, man. So I'd never heard of this thing, so you and I have that in common today.
What was dropping out of the trees a couple of months past? Remember?
There were animals that were up there.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
The iguanas.
Yeah, the iguanas.
Yeah,
that's
what it was. The iguanas.
And the Weather Service put out an iguana warning.
I saw a couple of baby iguanas.
Yeah.
Frozen iguanas.
That's what it was.
Yeah, because it got
because of the cold. Iguanas. That's what it was.
People were warming them up, and then they were activating their tractors and then tearing up their cars.
Yeah, not a very good idea. Connie, congratulations. Hang on. We're going to mail this to you. And Jay will get you and your information in a moment. Let's say hi to Cooter.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hey. How are you?
I'm so good I can't hardly stand it.
Good for you. I'm glad. Me too.
I missed it by one, but I hope you guys have a great day.
You did hit line two today, but tomorrow she can't win, so maybe you'll be first. Thank you for the call. Bill M., good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
All right. Day late, dollar short, but I was wondering if I'd have said the capital of the Morning Maroons, would that have counted as the correct answer?
Oh, I see, because that's where they normally come from, Florida. Well, yes. I don't know. We may have given it to you. Who is the name of the listener that Jay dedicated random facts to today?
I can't remember her name, but I remember she said she has a group thing where she sends out the Morning Maroons to. I don't remember her specific name.
That's Katrina, as a matter of fact.
Good, okay.
Yeah, but we appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Hey, have a good day.
You got it, man. And let's say good morning to Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Good morning, everybody. I was going to say Florida, but got beat to it.
But you're in the end of the week grand prize drawing.
Awesome. Y'all have a good morning.
Right,
thanks
too.
For trying, and please try again sometime. You will win if you keep at it. It is 7:39.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Fog was not an issue a couple of hours ago, but it has become an issue in some places, not everywhere. Maxwell, right now reporting perfect visibility, or nearly perfect visibility, and also the Prattville Airport. But foggy here at the station, foggy at the Montgomery Airport, so it depends on where you are. Otherwise, look for a very warm last day of winter, high in the mid-80s. A sun and cloud mix today. Rain chances about 10% today and tomorrow. And then look for a high around 86 tomorrow on the first day of spring. A breezy day, partly sunny. Then Friday, risk of showers by afternoon, becoming more likely Friday night into Saturday morning. And that will hopefully take care of some of the pollen problem, which is pretty high, very high today and again tomorrow. We'll be in the 60s for a high on Sunday. So that's a big change from the 80s. By the way, briefly mentioned, a great space station flyover tonight, if the clouds cooperate, and I think they might. 7:55, you look in the southwestern sky, then it flies straight overhead, and by 7:58, it's in the northeastern sky. So a very bright space station flyover tonight. Set the alarm on your watch for 7:55. It's a good one. Kids will love it, by the way, and you can see it with your naked eye. Right now, this morning, 64 degrees with dense fog in spots here at 7:41.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Believe it or not, we're going to have a special coronavirus edition of Good News.
Oh.
Good stories that are happening. We're certainly getting, lambasted with the chaos and craziness. But these types of situations often bring out the best in people, and there's a whole bunch of those. We'll pass those along. For animal stories, though, I'm really stuck here. I only have one. So unless one of you guys wants to find a story that you want to share.
We did have the alligator story from locally here.
I just gave you like a ton of stories. The beaver.
Yeah.
The slug.
Right.
The owls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was one big slug, too.
That was a giant slug.
Giant, black, nasty slug. Should a dumbass count as an animal?
Yes.
Jackass, maybe.
that's a donkey.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I heard. Because I definitely have one of those.
Okay.
We'll get it together here. That will be coming up in just a couple of minuets. And later on, they give you guys the call. Oh, we got the unanimity.
Did we have unanimity?
Yeah.
I liked both, but I really liked that first one.
The bottom one is doable, but I think the top one is better.
All right, so we have that coming up as well, along with the local news first, Fox Business.
And Wall Street is expected to follow them south this morning. Dow futures are down 821 points. NASDAQ seeing a 300-point drop, and the S&P 500 losing 92 points. Investors apparently not calmed by the roughly $1 trillion White House proposal to shore up the economy. We're getting word that a key executive, Spain's largest bank, has died from the virus. The chairman of the Portuguese unit of Santander, Antonio Vieira Monteiro, died of the disease in Portugal at 73. Two former Pixar technologists are the winner of this year's Turing Prize. Patrick Hanrahan and Edwin Catmull won the prize for their contributions to 3D computer graphics used in movies and video games. That technology animated movies like Toy Story. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
It's the morning after St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, man, turn down the sun. The light doesn't hurt.
How do you feel?
Good.
You sure do.
I'm not groggy. My vision is sharp. There's no pain in my head.
Any nausea?
Not even a little.
And that's how the day after St. Patrick's Day feels when St. Patrick's Day is canceled.
I feel great.
Yeah.
I still wish I went out last night, though.
I know.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama's first confirmed coronavirus patient is out of the hospital and doing well. Baptist Health in Montgomery confirmed the news Tuesday night. We first learned of this case Friday morning. Some Montgomery City employees in crowded offices and departments will begin working remotely to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Smaller departments that can operate safely in the office will continue to do so. All essential services, including public safety and sanitation, will be on a regular schedule. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is working to open testing sites around the state. Right now, testing sites are open in Montgomery, Elmore, and Marengo counties. Montgomery County's testing site at Baptist Health received 680 calls in its first day open. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, it's 7:47. It's time for Animal Stories. Tales of creatures from the wild kingdom, Wolfman. Came up short.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens. All right, this is all about a dumb new trend on social media.
Hit me with that.
Those hardly ever happen, by the way. We had TikTok yesterday. I was shocked when my account had that video of the woman licking the toilet seat.
Yep.
They're getting a lot of grief for that. This is something that could be fun and stupid to fill free time, since there will be a lot of it in the days ahead. The new trend on social media is to play tic-tac-toe with your pets. Now, how could this possibly be competitive? Well, it isn't. That's the dumb part. The human always wins, unless you're in Florida. But the videos of this are blowing up online. First, you draw a tic-tac-toe board on a piece of paper, and you add an X. Then you show it to your pet and let them smell it or paw at it. And the first spot they touch is where you put the... You continue like that until somebody wins, which probably means, unless your pet gets lucky or you're really bad at tic-tac-toe, you'll always win. People have been doing it with cats, dogs, rabbits, hamsters, even fish or turtles, by drawing on the side of the tank. Wow. The little fish comes up with his little fish lips.
You're kidding. I hope my life doesn't get quite to that level.
Come over. You could be Briscoe, I'm sure, because he's really a little dumb dog. Oh. Sweet as hell, but...
We do bad. We do bad alone.
You can distract him with food. There's also one more part a lot of people doing. When you win, you give your pet the finger and then post the video.
Anyway, I saw that. I just didn't know it was a trending thing.
There are examples featuring a cat, a turtle, and a rabbit. Tic-tac-toe with your pets. The things that we come up with.
Well,
anybody got something they want to add?
I enjoy the song.
Here's 45 interrupted, uninterrupted. Second,
there's still an alligator loose on Macklemore.
That's right.
Near the railroad tracks.
On the gravel.
In the gravel. Unattended. Unsupervised.
Duck percussion. Or duck cushion. I don't know if he's listening at the moment, but this is how amazing our listeners are. Yesterday, Crawdad called, and he wanted me to play a sound effect called flip floops.
Okay.
And I'm looking at Rosie. Rosie has been a listener for years, so she knows pretty much the inventory, and neither one of us could figure out what it was. Leave it to Stick Shift Annie. She remembered where this thing came from, and I am going to play it to make sure it's in there. Listen, we're listening for the term flip floops.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, hey.
Get groovy, get funky, let's go.
Stick Shift Annie, you are a goddess.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Today's nominee, guys, comes from Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
And her name is Miley. Now, sometimes our rocket scientist is somebody who's really done something clever.
Mm-hmm.
Miley, on the other hand, not so much. She has been following the instructions set out by the CDC and others in terms of hand washing, singing happy birthday, all that kind of stuff. She recently had a shock, and it kind of went viral, when she discovered the soap that she had been washing with was actually a block of cheese.
Oh, no. How can you make that mistake?
Well, she wondered, too. She said it was a couple of days of, why isn't this foaming? And then eventually, after 2 days of rubbing herself and cleaning everything, she realized it was a dried-out square of Tillamook sharp cheddar cheese.
Ooh.
Here's the key moment. She says, I think I left it out when I was intoxicated and just forgot. She shared a picture of the cheese. We will share it with you in just a minute. Jay's going to remind me to do that, aren't you, Jay?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Applied Security brings you the rocket scientist. Times like these, not to be scary. In fact, if you want to, you know, get the scoop, because the news can't cover all the crime, go to personalizedspotcrime.com. And sign up for their email service. You can designate a radius around your house, and it'll show you any incident involving police with the crime that was committed, theft, vandalism, all these things. And it's an eye-opener, and it'll remind you that you may have been just lucky up to this point if you don't have good home or business security. Applied Security, we love them because they're local. Mark and Vicky have been doing this for almost 40 years now. They have great experience. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. And in times of crisis, security is more paramount than ever. You can reach out to them at 279-8338, 279-8338. They provide it all, from video monitoring to alarms, fire, cameras, you name it. They got it, and they can get it up and running quickly. Rosie uses them. Her church uses them. We use them here at Blue Water. Applied Security, 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Board. Security Board Permit Number 276.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Got a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but everybody seems to be rolling along at the speed limit. A little congested I-65 at the West Boulevard, that intersection, as well as East South Boulevard, Norman Bridge Road, and in front of Baptist. Northeast Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to the Wetumpka Highway. Still seeing some congestion on the 31s inbound to town, but no accidents anywhere. None to report to you at this time. Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in emergency medical technology, precision machining, and more. Call Trenum State 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government